Hello, like-minded souls. You are listening to Soul Touching Poems. Poetry is so important in our lives because it helps us understand and appreciate the world around us. Robert Frost said, "Poetry is when an emotion has found its thought and thought has found words." Today, I'll be reciting a poem written by Audre Lorde called Par. It's a deep and painful poem, which talks about racial discrimination, injustice, and power abuse of system. Let's get ready. The difference between poetry and rhetoric is being ready to kill yourself instead of your children. I am trapped on a desert of rock, gunshot wounds, and a dead child dragging his shattered black face off the edge of my sleep. Blood from his punctured cheeks and shoulders is the only liquid for miles. And my stomach churns at the imagined taste while my mouth splits into dry lips without loyalty or reason, thirsting for the wetness of his blood as it sinks into the whiteness of the desert where I am lost, without imagery or magic, trying to make par out of hatred and destruction. Trying to heal my dying son with kisses. Only the sun will bleach his bones quicker. A policeman who shot down a 10-year-old in Queens stood over the boy with his cop shoes and childish blood, and a voice said, "Die, you little motherfucker." And there are tapes to prove it. At his trial, this policeman said in his own defense, "I didn't notice the size nor nothing else. Only the color." And there are tapes to prove that too. Today, that 37-year-old white man with 13 years of police forcing was set free by 11 white men who said they were satisfied justice had been done, and one black woman who said, "They convinced me." Meaning, they had dragged her 4'10 black woman's frame over the hot coals of four centuries of white male approval until she let go the first real power she ever had and lined her own womb with cement to make a graveyard for our children. I have not been able to touch the destruction within me, but unless I learn to use the difference between poetry and rhetoric, my power too will run corrupt as poisonous mold, or lie limp and useless as an unconnected wire. And one day I'll take my teenage plug and connect it to the nearest socket, ripping an 85-year-old white woman who is somebody's mother, and as I beat her senseless and set a torch to her bed, a Greek chorus will be singing in 3/4 time. Poor thing, she never hurt a soul. What beasts they are. That's all for today. I hope this poem disgusts you, makes you to think at where we are and how we can make the world a better place to live. Because only with thought, actions come, and actions can really change the world. Have a good day or good night. And thank you for listening.